That's great news. Oh, please don't worry about it. I'll let you know. Okay, so I'll call you later. Bye. I'm so sorry. That was my friend Rini. Rini is my childhood friend, and she has forever been obsessed with fashion and clothing. And guess what? Finally, she has reached her dream, and she is planning to open an online clothing store. But the problem is, she doesn't know what kind of business structure she needs in order to start her business. Are you someone like Rini? Are you also planning to start a business, but you don't know what kind of business structure you need? Oh, why should we have a perfect business structure? A perfect business structure helps your business to grow and, in fact, in return, profits you. So a perfect business structure is what every businesses need. Hi, I'm Ashisha C. Rajan, and today we can discuss about the basic business structures that are available in India. There are many types of structures in India that you can choose from. Wait a minute, I've got an idea. By the end of this video, we can actually help my friend Rini to find the perfect business structure for her. So are you with me? All right, cool then. Now let's start with sole proprietorship form of business structure. In this structure, if there is only one promoter or owner, sole proprietorship form is the best one. For example, if my friend Rini does not find the perfect partner who shares the same goals and interests as she does, then she can choose this form of business structure. Most of the small shops and boutiques that we come across in our life chooses this structure. In this type of business structure, the business entity is not considered as a separate legal entity. Therefore, it does not require a separate PAN card. Instead, all the registrations and informations are registered under the same PAN card, that is of the owners. As I just said, it is not considered as a separate legal entity. Therefore, there is no other complicated business registration that is involved in it. In case of income tax rates, for the sole proprietor, it is the normal slab rates. And also the income from the business is clubbed with the sole proprietor's other sort of incomes. One of the major disadvantages of sole proprietorship form of business structure is that it is only suitable for small businesses. That is, if you plan to expand this business in the near future, then this sort of business structure won't be suitable. The other major disadvantage is that if the business goes downhill and there is a huge loss, then the sole proprietor itself has to take care of all the liabilities, and the personal assets of the sole proprietor will be at a huge risk. So, what do you think? Is this the right business structure for my friend Rini? I'm not so sure yet about it. Let's move on to the next one, that is partnership form of business structure. So, if my friend Rini finds a perfect partner or her friends who shares the same goals and interests as she does, then she can choose partnership form of business structure. Here, all the partners need to put equal efforts and work hard in order to make their business a grand success. A partnership is formed when all the partners executing a partnership deed, and this partnership deed is formed based on the relationship between the partners. Unlike sole proprietorship, the partnership form of business structure needs a separate PAN card, and it is in this PAN card all the registrations and informations are registered under. It sounds like a good structure, but what if my friend Rini could not find the perfect partner? I don't know, right? Let's see. Here, the income tax is charged at 30% without involving any slab rates, and it is collected individually and not by clubbing the income of the partners. And this form of business structure can be started up in a single location or in a multiple location, as there is a group of members to administrate it. And as sole proprietorship, all the partners in partnership form of business structure is liable to all the liabilities. In these two forms of business structure, the business entity is not considered as a separate legal entity. Therefore, all the liabilities has to be liable by the owners themselves, and their personal assets are at a great risk. But don't worry, there are other forms of business structures in India where the owners are not as liable as sole proprietorship or partnership form of business structure. Here, they are only liable to an extent that they have agreed upon while they were forming the entity. The first one here is limited company form of business structure. Here, limited company is considered as an ultimate form of business structure because most of the major companies and multinational corporations use this kind of business structure. Limited company has two types, that is, private limited company and public limited company. In public limited company, The entity's shares can be sold or transferred to anyone through stock exchange, whereas in private limited company, it is not permitted. In both of these companies, the liability of the owners is limited to the number of shares that they have subscribed to. Limited company is a good option, because if the owner is having a unique idea, then they can expand it into multiple locations. Generally, most of the startup companies that look for funding choose limited company form of business structure because it gives more credibility to the entity. Limited company needs some registration with Ministry of Corporate Affairs, and this will incur some cost for setting it up. It is neither easy to start this sort of business, nor it is easy to close down. And in case of income tax, it is charged at a rate below 25% of the income of the entity. Every year, it incurs some additional filings with the ministry, and we have to conduct statutory auditing. And since it requires some outlay of businesses and expenses every year, it is not suitable for small businesses. Don't worry by hearing all of this. I know it is so confusing and complicated. That is why people like us are here to help you. Now, let's talk about one-person company. One-person company is a new form of business structure that was introduced in India where a single person can incorporate a limited company. Before the enforcement of Companies Act in 2013, if a single person wants to start a business, the only option for them was sole proprietorship. And if they wanted to start a limited company, they have to find any two members and two directors in order to start it. Since one-person company is considered as a separate legal entity, it is ideal for those owners who doesn't find a perfect partner who shares the same goals and interests as they does towards the company. It has lesser compliance compared to the limited company. But the major disadvantage of one-person company is that it is only suitable for small businesses and not suitable for those startup companies that are looking for funding. The next form of business structure is limited liability partnership, aka LLP. LLP is the most preferred option among the entrepreneurs because it combines the benefits of both company and partnership into a single firm. As the name suggests, LLP is a partnership firm where the liabilities of the partners are limited. Income tax is chargeable at the rate of 30% of income. And in case of compliance costs, it is considerably less compared to that of a limited company. But it is not suitable for a small startup that are looking for funding. Generally, LLP is suggested at the service sector by the business entities. So as to conclude, if you're having any plans to expand your business to multiple locations in the near future, choose LLP or limited company. Here itself, LLP is more preferred at the service sector and limited company for small startups that are looking for funding, because angel investors and venture capitalists prefer this form more better. But if you intend to start a small business with a small team, then choose for LLP or partnership form of business structure. Here, if you are concerned about the initial cost, then I would suggest to start a partnership form of business structure. If you are all alone and you don't want to involve any partners into your business, then you can choose one-person company or sole proprietorship. In sole proprietorship, it's kind of risky because you are liable to all the liabilities and you have to pay up by risking your own properties. In such case, you can choose one-person company. It is not easy to identify the perfect business structure. So if you're an entrepreneur and you need professional help, then choose Purpilla. Hey, so what do you suggest for Rini? I know we all know the answer to that. It is either one-person company or sole proprietorship. In one-person company, she is less liable, while in sole proprietorship, she is personally liable to all the liabilities. Unlike OPC or one-person company, there is less amount of registration for carrying a sole proprietorship form of business. Get to know your business better with Purpilla. If you have any queries and you have doubts on the business structures, then please do contact us. Oh, I almost forgot. I told Rini that I would text her, right? I'll see you guys in the next video. Till then, bye.